Tarzan, you. Midnight and a rendezvous. Your eyes held a message tender, saying I surrender all my love to you. Midnight brought a sweet romance. I know all my whole life through I'll be remembering you, whatever else I do. Midnight, where the stars and you. Thank you.
All that I can see is horror.
Horror!
Phenomenon many times in people who were badly frightened just before they died.
Fifth dimension, beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination.
Get the gang, knock it to your back, full of slug holes.
nothing let anything reach you. I mean, really reach you. Or are you so used to it by now that nothing really touches you? You're living in a sewer, Frank. Day after day. With you, living with violence as a way of life. Living with violence and death.
Person, afraid of nothing. High on a hilltop near your home, there stands a dilapidated old mansion. Some say the place is haunted, but you don't believe in such myths. One dark and stormy night, a light appears in the topmost window in the tower of the old house. You decide to investigate, and you never return.
There was going to be a huge explosion.
Back with my crucifix.
Somewhere inside this oak are the remains of the man my uncle killed.
When we find them, I suspect they'll be wrapped in that long cape he wore. We have no choice. Burn them.
There was one time I really wanted revenge, and I got it.
I got the Glock out the fire. Pull on my block, don't die. Lose my chain, I ain't gonna die.
Here, inside this coffin is the terrifying monster of which you have heard. By day, he is one of the dead. But when night falls, he awakens from his catatonic state.
Possible. Or is it?
Now let's begin the story.
Sound.
You're crazy, you know that?
Yeah,
you know that.
Black Mass is a powerful and sometimes deadly ritual, said in some instances for the most hideous reasons, although it has also been defended as a dutiful and respectful ceremony. Ignorance of such rituals can lead to dangerous and far-reaching psychological effects. The highest and most holy ritual performed to glorify the Prince of Darkness.
But just the same, lock your doors, cover up. You never can tell what might happen.
Suddenly the moonlight broke through the clouds. I was in a graveyard.
Tonight he comes to me like a red mist across the lawn, coming on like a flame of fire.
My journey here might end more strangely than it began. If there were anyone to talk to, I could bear it, but there is no one.
True story. What wonderful. The wonders of hypnosis are very real indeed. You will hear next as he gives instructions to his entranced subject. I interrupt here in order to clarify.
I'm going to read to you the diary of a man who is dead. A man who died in a madhouse. Listen. They say I'm a homicidal maniac, that I'm dangerous to society. I've told my story 1,000 times, but no one believes me. You read it, won't you?
He's just beginning, gentlemen.
Homicidal maniac.
I fear I am myself the only living soul within the place.
Extraordinary end for them, don't you think? Farewell.
October 31st, a small Midwestern town fell victim to an escaped killer. Under the cover of darkness, he carried out the most horrifying mass murder on record. 16 people in cold blood. Ever since that night, no one has forgotten his name. And Halloween has never been the same.